Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. My wife likes to complain that I don't listen to her. This is a time-honored lament that women have been leveling at their men for ages. Anna usually makes this claim in a highly irritated fashion if she has to repeat herself on any particular subject. "You never listen to me," my beloved will wail with exasperation. She's exaggerating, of course. I listen to her quite frequently. My state of not listening is not a permanent 24/7 disposition. In fact, when the disconnect occurs, it is not intentional at all. I can say with unblinking integrity that I have never willfully tuned out my wife. There have been times, however, that I have not heard my wife. This occurs when I am watching television or reading or listening to music with headphones on, and Anna will say something to me. She may reel off a string of sentences before I realize a communication is supposed to be taking place. In many instances, I will stir from my focus and become aware of her voice and blurt, "Were you talking to me?" After cutting me an aggravated look, she will then repeat what she was saying. What scares me is how often this may occur without my ever having noticed it. If that is the case, I can certainly imagine her astonishment at the amount of things I have not heard her say. After talking about this, she understands that my attention must be gained before proceeding with actual words. It's best if most of our conversations begin with, "Marcus." Another reason I may not hear my dearest is that she often finishes her sentences in a different room from the one in which she began. Anna is very often a blur of activity. As a result, she may walk into a room making a declaration of some sort and exit into the next room continuing her soliloquy. Meanwhile, I have not budged from the couch. So all I have heard is, "Then Cheryl called and said to be sure to pick up the chest of drawers on Friday, but not come by before 2 o'clock. What? The reverse is also true. Sometimes Anna will be in the bathroom and I will be in the bedroom and a discussion is underway. After she finishes a particular thought, I will leave the room to retrieve something, thinking the conversation is over. Upon returning, I hear my wife regaling the empty room on the same topic. I have learned to announce my comings and goings to prevent this occurrence. I will admit to receiving instructions from Anna on occasion about the location of an object she wants me to fetch, and only half listening once I've assumed I know where it is she's talking about. Of course, this always ends sheepishly when I have to return and ask her for the verbal map a second time. But for the most part, I take issue with the claim that I am not listening. I do listen. I just have to know when I'm being talked to. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.